If you've been going through the start of this year and you're finding that you're not making very much progress towards your goals and your dreams and everything that you set out to do this year, it may be that you haven't raised your level of necessity. On today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about that deep level of necessity that's fueled my dreams, my goals, my ambitions, and has made me unstoppable. I know that the things that I talk about today and the necessity exercise can also raise your level of effectiveness in chasing your dreams this year. Hey friends, welcome to the Align the Good Life podcast. I'm Brooke Hemingway, and around here, we like to talk about the things that matter, like how to create soul-fulfilling success by aligning your life and taking powerful, intentional action so that you get to experience the best of what life has to offer. From business to health to letting go of limits to raising babies while building dreams, to relationships and real talk. We have it all here on Align the Good Life. So let's dive in. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I have a little bit of a funny voice because today, recording this podcast, I'm coming off of hosting our incredible Align Limitless event in Tampa, Florida. I know so many of those of you listening were at that event, and many more of you will get the recordings and watch the recordings, but it was absolutely phenomenal. I can say with 100% confidence, it was the best event we've ever had. The speakers, the setup, the feeling in the room, how hungry the audience was. If you were in that room, I just want to give a huge shout out to you because it really is a co-creation in that as a creator that creates the event, speaks throughout the event, MCs the event, and the speakers that are coming to pour into you, like we're half of the equation, but you as an audience is the other half of the equation. And when we're both willing to play full out and we're showing up and we bring the energy and we bring the joy, it is truly magical and you can feel the changes happening. So if you were there, thank you so much for being in that room. If you weren't there, don't miss another year. Make sure next year that you are in that room and you're able to have that powerful transformation. So today on the podcast with my squeaky voice, I wanted to talk a little bit about raising your level of necessity, raising your level of necessity. Now, this is something that I touched on a little bit at Align, but it's something I've coached on for many years. And it's something that for me has really helped to be a guiding light and a guiding force in my success and what I create. When you have a high level of necessity, there's hardly anything that can stop you from accomplishing your goal. There's hardly anything that can stop you from reaching your dream. And, you know, you'll be hell-bent before you quit short of the finish line. And so that necessity and increasing and raising that level of necessity is what's going to set you apart from somebody that has average success and somebody that has phenomenal success. And you might be asking yourself, well, I don't really know exactly why I want what I want. And I don't really know why it's necessary. And I just feel like it would be a good thing to do. And so I want to go after this dream or build this business or open this salon or write this book. And you may not have a super clear picture, but what I like to encourage people to do is the necessity exercise. It's similar to an exercise that I was introduced to about 4 years ago called the Seven Levels Deep exercise. This is something that Dean Graziosi does and anybody associated with his company. And it's a great exercise. The Seven Levels Deep is a why. You know, why you want something, and then you ask yourself again, and why do you want that? And then you ask yourself again, and why do you want that? And you go seven levels deep to get down to the deepest reason on a guttural level of why you want something. And why, while I think that that is a really, really great exercise, and I do encourage people to do that exercise, I think the next step after doing the seven levels deep and figuring out why you want what it is you want is then figuring out why it's necessary, why it's something that resonates so strongly for you, why it's a message that you know you need to share or you're the only one that can share it, why you showing up and achieving this goal is necessary, how it changes your life, how it changes other people's lives, what the impact of it is, and why You and only you can accomplish that dream and that goal that was put on your life. And so it's really simple. It's you decide what you want and why you want it. And then you go down 7 levels and ask yourself this question, why is that necessary? And then you come up with the answer like, oh, why is it necessary for me to make 6 figures a year? And you might say, well, it's necessary because we've always lived in debt and it's always been super stressful and we live paycheck to paycheck. Well, why is that necessary? Well, because living paycheck to paycheck has created a lot of stress in my marriage. It's created a lot of contention. We fight a lot over money. Our kids see us fight over money, and it's become a real issue in our home. And so I need to make that 6 figures. And then you can ask yourself again, and why is it necessary that you don't have that contention and that fighting in your home? And the answer might be, because when I was growing up and I was young, I saw my parents fight over money and I saw that contention and I saw my parents get a divorce and we had to go through all of that as children and it was really traumatic and very hard. And then you can ask yourself again, and why is it necessary that you make 6 figures a year so that you don't have contention in your house and you don't potentially end up in a divorce situation? And then you answer that question and you want to take it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until you find that deepest level of why it is necessary for you to succeed. Sometimes that level of necessity comes from pain that we've struggled with in the past and experiences we've had in our life. Oftentimes that's what it comes from. But sometimes that level of necessity comes from knowing that you were meant for more and knowing that there is a certain group of people, a certain segment of people that you are meant to serve, that you are meant to step up and do great things. Sometimes that level of necessity truly comes from a very like basic level of necessity of wanting to matter, wanting to make a difference, wanting to make an impact, wanting your life to matter, wanting your actions and your work to matter, wanting it to mean something. When we connect the thing that we're working towards, and we know, of course, first of all, why we want it, but second of all, we know why it's necessary that we accomplish that goal, we have a higher level of reverence for the thing that we are going after, because we're not only connected to the why, but we're connected to the necessity. And when we're connected to those two things, we will take our daily habits, we will take our actions, we will take how seriously we take our business or our goals, we will take it to the next level, or we'll 10X, because we feel on a soul level a deep connection to why it is necessary. Listen, there's a couple different trains of thoughts, and I don't think either one is necessarily wrong. It's just that there's one that resonates more with me when it comes to living the life of your dreams and accomplishing your goals and the things that you say you're going to accomplish. There's two trains of thoughts. There's, of course, the more Freudian train of thought, which is that, you know, men and women, people essentially act from a place of trying to seek pleasure and avoid pain. And that is the main motivator for people's lives. And then there's one train of thought and one school of thought, most typically something called thought coaching, that will teach that, hey, your brain is hardwired and you're always just going to be seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. While there are elements of that that are true, and in a lot of ways that is true, it misses something very important. And that is one train of thought. The other train of thought or belief is something that's a little bit deeper than that. And Viktor Frankl wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. If you've never read it, it's definitely one of those classics, just like the Four Agreements, that you need to pick up and you need to read. But in Man's Search for Meaning, he says that the thing that helps people to move forward, the thing that helps people to keep going, the thing that gives them the will to hope and the drive to succeed and the drive to overcome and their resilience is their desire to have meaning in life. It is their search for meaning, hence the name of the book, Man's Search for Meaning. And while all of us on some basic mammalian animal sort of way we'll seek pleasure and avoid pain, we are humans with a highly developed brain, with connection to spirit and heart, mind and body. And we are always going to be people that are not quite so simplistic that we're just seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. Those things alone are not enough to drive you through the hard stuff, to get you through the valleys, to get you through the rejection, to have you picking up the phone and making another call, have you sending a message, have you getting back up and trying that workout again. Like the pleasure and the pain thing, over time, you're going to become sort of immune to that. But the thing that is really going to push you through the valley and push you forward through the hard stuff and help you to survive and not only survive, but thrive and reach your goals and your dreams is your search for meaning. Meaning and necessity go very, very closely together. They go hand in hand. And when you understand the meaning or the necessity behind why it is you want what you want, and the difference it's going to make, not only in your life, but in your family's life, in those that you serve, in those that will come behind, in your posterity, in your friends, in your communities, in your extended family. When you understand the meaning of your perseverance, when you understand the meaning of your tenacity, when you understand the meaning of you falling down and getting back up and falling down and getting back up, when you understand how meaningful it is that you don't give up, when you understand how meaningful it is that you keep trying, when you understand how meaningful it is that when the going got tough, you just got tougher and you believed and you kept moving forward, when you understand the deep spirit-based, soul-based meaning of that and how that transfers out to other people, and you're deeply tied to meaning and necessity and why it matters, there can be an entire storm going on around you. Your business could be falling apart. You could be being gossiped about or talked about. You could have a health setback. You could go through a divorce. You could suffer financial ruin. You could have somebody betray you. You could lose somebody, their life, you know, to an unexpected death. You can go through anything in life if you are deeply tethered and deeply tied to the meaning and the necessity behind you succeeding at the goal and dream that you set out to do. I just want to leave you with this brief message today, and I want to encourage you to do the necessity exercise, which again is very simple. You're going to figure out why it is you want what you want. You can do the 7 levels deep exercise with that. And then the second step is taking it into the, and why is that necessary that I achieve fill in the blank? And then why is that necessary? And then why is that necessary? And you go as deep as you can possibly go. You go as far down into the depths of your soul to figure out why it actually really matters and what the meaning is and what the necessity for your family, yourself, your future, your posterity, your friends, your team, whatever that is, what that necessity is. I am telling you that this is the thing that sets apart average from exceptional success. Exceptionally successful people, they're like evangelicals. They understand why it's necessary that they succeed. They are deeply tied to meaning and impact. They're not just seeking the pleasure and avoiding the pain. They've taken it to the next level of personal development, which is being tied to the meaning and the necessity. I promise you that once you really take the time to sit down and journal about this and figure this out, there will be almost nothing that can stop you from accomplishing your goals and your dreams. I'm going to close this podcast out with a little bit of a story. You know, you can hear it in my voice. I have really very little voice left after about six days of pouring into people through a line. We had workshop day, and then we had 2 days of main stage. And then I had a day and a half of mastermind day that came right after a line. And going into a line, I shared this from the stage. It was actually really, really hard for me this fall. It was hard for me to step up and plan an event. It was hard for me to be in charge of everything. I was the only person on crew in my entire team that knew all the different things that needed to be done. I didn't have a specific event planner. I had several volunteers that were helping me, but they had never run an event like this before. My incredible assistant that I had for 4 years had to step away for personal reasons. It was devastating to me. It was heartbreaking to me. Even though it wasn't betrayal, it felt like betrayal. I went through all of the grieving emotions that you go through when you suffer loss. That was a loss to me. And so that happened late summer, early fall. And within 2 months, my daughter Lily was all of a sudden diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, had rapidly lost a bunch of weight. She was almost in DKA. We had to go to the ER. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in the fall, in early November, well, mid-November. And it almost took me out. I was so devastated. I was so depleted. I had just come off of a couples retreat that I had done in Costa Rica. I was in the midst of planning this event for January, and I just did not see how I could do this thing. In fact, I even tried to get out of the event. I emailed the hotel. I explained the situation. I said, things have changed for our family. Do I have time to get out of the contract? And they were nice, but they were like, no, you're past that time. You'd have to cut us a check for $81,000. And it was like, either I was going to take an $81,000 loss, or I was just going to put my big girl panties on and I was going to get to work. And I was going to charge forward and move forward with this conference. And a lot was going to have to happen in the next 4 weeks, because most of my materials and most of the decisions were going to have to be made by mid-December. So we get this diagnosis mid-November. I'm crying every single day straight for 2 weeks, curled up in a ball, trying to get out of this contract. Can't get out of the contract. It's one of those times where I had to dig so deep into the meaning of the work that I was doing and why it was necessary that I showed up, because I didn't have the option to step back. I mean, how many times in our life do we have our back up against a wall and giving up is not an option? We don't get to quit. Maybe it's because we have a family and we have bills to be paid, or maybe it's because we're legally in a binding contract, or maybe it's because there is no other way. And I was in this situation where there was no other way and I couldn't get out of it. And it was so incredibly painful. It's the only way I can describe it, is it was just so painful. And there was a part of me that was like, you can't do this. You mentally and emotionally will not be in the right place. How many times have you gone through something hard in your life, you guys, where you just felt like I can't do this. I mentally and emotionally can't be in the right place. There's no way I can accomplish this thing. There's no way I can do this. I've suffered loss. I've suffered betrayal. I'm depressed, whatever it is. Well, hey, I was in that place. And the only way that I was able to get recentered and to get back to focusing on what mattered and get back to focusing on making this the best event that it could be was diving into meaning and necessity, and diving into picturing and envisioning all of the faces of the people that would be there, the people that had already invested $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 between their ticket and their travel and their hotel, envisioning all of these hungry people that wanted change, that wanted growth, that wanted transformation, that had put their trust in me and put their trust in this event. And I was picturing all of these people, and I was looking at pictures of past events, and I was thinking about the huge transformation and change that had happened for so many people. And I was able to get re-anchored into the meaning, like how meaningful this project was, or how meaningful this work was, or how meaningful it was that I showed up. And then I took myself through thinking about, why is it necessary? Well, it's necessary, for example, for the woman that's coming, that's just about given up hope on her dreams, that's just about to turn in the towel on her business and believe it's not possible for her. It's necessary that I show up for that woman. And why is that necessary? Well, because if I don't, she might actually believe the lie that her dreams are not meant for her. And she might quit, and she might go back to that soul-sucking job and fall into a depression and think there's nothing good in her life to look forward to. And why is that necessary? Well, if she goes home and she believes that there is nothing good to look forward to in her life and nothing to be excited about, it might kill that energy, that zest, that pizzazz in her relationship and in her marriage. And she might just be getting through the days and really feeling disconnected because she's not actually doing the thing that she wants to do. She's just sleepwalking in a prison through her life. And that's going to decrease the frequency and the vibration in her marriage. And there's going to be disconnection in her marriage. And then what happens and why is that necessary? And I just literally would go through thinking about all of these individuals and all of these kind of stories that I hear all the time that I know are the reality for so many people. And I was able to get anchored and grounded and rooted in the meaning and the necessity of this event happening. And the most beautiful thing happened. The most beautiful thing. I had so much energy. I had so much drive. I had so much focus. I was able to move forward, even though we were navigating chronic long-term condition for my daughter, even though I didn't have the same assistant I'd had, even though I didn't have anybody else who totally knew how to run the show except me, even though I was working with a new website, a new workbook designer, and knew everything. It's like, because I got myself recentered into the meaning of my success and working towards this project and why it was necessary to not only just pull it off, but to pull it off with excellence. Once I got reconnected to that, I had all of the energy, all of the drive, all of the pieces started to fall into place. I know that the same thing can happen for you when you take the time to figure out why you want something, you know, why, what it matters to you, and the necessity behind you accomplishing that goal. When you do, you'll have this deep sense of meaning that will anchor you into the work that is necessary for you to be able to bring that thing to pass. Keep anchoring into that on a regular basis. Keep checking in with the meaning and the necessity behind what you're doing. If you're feeling like you've lost that pizzazz or that excitement for your business or that pumped up feeling you used to have, all it means is that you've disconnected from the meaning. You've made it mean like it's not really anything special. You've disconnected from you taking any responsibility to the necessity part and why it actually does matter that you show up and why it actually does matter that you succeed, because others are watching you. Others want what you want and what you're so comfortable with. And so I invite you today, after listening to this podcast, to go 7 levels deep with why it's necessary. I can't wait to hear the results from you guys doing this. And I know that you will show up in a more powerful, meaningful, unstoppable way in 2023 if you do this. Thanks for listening today, guys. Thanks for listening into the podcast today. If you loved it, a review, rating, and share on social would be epic and helps in spreading the word. Everything I create is in the hopes of helping you advance your life, energy, and business. If you're looking for the next level of growth and a conference to light 2023 on fire, mark your calendars and grab your ticket to Align Limitless, January 19th through 21st on the beautiful waterfront of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's your one-stop shop for growth, development, expert advice, and so much more. You've never seen anything like it, and I hope to see you there. Until next time, promise me this. You'll keep living life to the fullest and working towards your very own good life. Aloha.